Lent, Week 2, Sunday, Morning Prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Now let us all with one accord, in fellowship with ages past, keep vigil with our heavenly Lord in his temptation and his fast. The covenant so long revealed to faithful men in former time, Christ by his own example sealed the Lord of love in love sublime. Remember, Lord, though frail we be, by your own hand we were made, and help us, lest our frailty cause your great name to be betrayed. Hear us, O Trinity sublime and undivided unity, so let this consecrated time bring forth its fruit abundantly. The Lord's right hand has triumphed, his right hand raised me up. Psalm 117. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love endures forever. Let the sons of Israel say, his love endures forever. Let the sons of Aaron say, his love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, his love endures forever. I called to the Lord in my distress. He answered and freed me. The Lord is at my side. I do not fear. What can man do against me? The Lord is at my side as my helper. I shall look down on my foes. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in men. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. The nations all encompassed me. In the Lord's name I crushed them. They compassed me about. In the Lord's name I crushed them. They compassed me about like bees. They blazed like a fire among thorns. In the Lord's name I crushed them. I was hard-pressed and was falling, but the Lord came to help me. The Lord is my strength and my song. He is my Saviour. There are shouts of joy and victory in the tents of the just. The Lord's right hand has triumphed. His right hand raised me. The Lord's right hand has triumphed. I shall not die. I shall live and recount his deeds. I was punished. I was punished by the Lord, but not doomed to die. Open to me the gates of holiness. I will enter and give thanks. This is the Lord's own gate, where the just may enter. I will thank you, for you have answered, and you are my Saviour. The stone which the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is the work of the Lord, a marvel in our eyes. This day was made by the Lord. We rejoice and are glad. O Lord, grant us salvation. O Lord, grant success. Blessed in the name of the Lord is he who comes. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord God is our light. Go forward in procession with branches, even to the altar. You are my God, I thank you. My God, I praise you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love endures forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord's right hand has triumphed. His right hand raised me up. Let us sing the hymn of the three young men, which they sang in the blazing furnace, blessing God. A Canticle from Daniel chapter 3. You are blessed, Lord God of our fathers, to you glory and praise for evermore. Blessed your glorious holy name, to you glory and praise for evermore. You are blessed in the temple of your glory, to you glory and praise for evermore. You are blessed who gaze into the depths, to you glory and praise for evermore. You are blessed in the firmament of the heavens, to you glory and praise for evermore. You who walk on the wings of the wind, to you glory and praise for evermore. May they bless you, the saints and the angels, to you glory and praise for evermore. From the heavens, the earth and the sea, to you glory and praise for evermore. You are blessed, Lord God of our fathers, to you glory and praise for evermore. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let us sing the hymn of the three young men, which they sang in the blazing furnace, blessing God. Praise the Lord in his mighty heavens. Psalm 150. Praise God in his holy place, praise him in his mighty heavens, praise him for his powerful deeds, praise his surpassing greatness. O praise him with sound of trumpet, praise him with lute and harp, praise him with timbrel and dance, praise him with strings and pipes. O praise him with resounding cymbals, praise him with clashing of cymbals. Let everything that lives and that breathes give praise to the Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Praise the Lord in his mighty heavens. A reading based on Nehemiah chapter 8. This day is holy to the Lord our God. Do not mourn or weep, for this day is holy to our Lord. And do not be grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Responsory: Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on us. Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on us. You were wounded because of our sins. Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on us. Jesus Christ our Lord brought an end to death. He has proclaimed life and immortality through his gospel. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has visited his people and redeemed them. He has raised up for us a mighty Saviour in the house of David his servant, as he promised by the lips of holy men, those who were his prophets from of old. A Saviour who would free us from our foes, from the hands of all who hate us. So his love for our fathers is fulfilled, and his holy covenant remembered. He swore to Abraham our father to grant us that free from fear and saved from the hands of our foes, we might serve him in holiness and justice all the days of our life in his presence. As for you, little child, you shall be called a prophet of God the Most High. You shall go ahead of the Lord to prepare his ways before him, to make known to his people their salvation through forgiveness of all their sins, the loving kindness of the heart of our God, who visits us like the dawn from on high. He will give light to those in darkness, those who dwell in the shadow of death, and guide us into the way of peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Jesus Christ our Lord brought an end to death. He has proclaimed life and immortality through his gospel. Intercessions. Let us glorify God for his wealth of goodness, and pray to him through Jesus Christ, who is always living to intercede for us. Inflame our hearts with your love. God of mercy, help us to enrich this day with deeds of kindness. Let everyone know by our actions that we are all one family. Inflame our hearts with your love. At the time of the flood, you saved Noah through the ark. Grant salvation through water to those preparing for baptism. Inflame our hearts with your love. May we never live by bread alone. Give us life by every word you speak. Inflame our hearts with your love. Help us to avoid all danger and dissension. Let us find joy in your peace and love. Inflame our hearts with your love. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. God our Father, you bid us listen to your Son, the Well-Beloved. Nourish our hearts on your word, purify the eyes of our mind, and fill us with joy at the vision of your glory. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.